Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with artist Carlos Villa on June 20th, 1995. Carlos is a San Francisco artist, but this interview is being conducted at the interviewer's home in San Francisco, 73 Carmelita Street. The interviewer for the archives is Paul Carlstrom. And this is session one, tape one, side A. So, Carlos, with that introduction out of the way, we can proceed. And I think I'll start out by saying a couple things by way of introduction. That this is an interview that I feel is has been postponed, long postponed, and it's certainly time to do it. I also should say that you showed up here at my office this morning without planning to do this, and so we just decided to grasp the moment or the opportunity and begin, which I think is perfectly fine, and I'm grateful to have this opportunity. We were talking earlier about this project. Well, a couple of projects that are underway. One of them being this Asian American Art History Symposium that's coming up in the fall, and you're going to participate on that. But in a sense, more important, I think, related but more important, is this project that you've been working on, which I gather is wrapping up, and has to do with, in effect, retrieving Filipino American art history here in specifically in the Bay Area. This is something that I think then we'll come back to later on in the interview, but that gives a kind of focus to how our conversation began. And you were telling me about a change for you in your experience as an artist that in a way shifted, I think, your priorities is the way I understood it, and what you felt really was important, and ultimately led to this kind of involvement with these special projects, to trying to understand, to preserve a culture, to retrieve it. And I wonder if we could, with that long introduction, I'm wondering if you could kind of pick up at that point, again, by way of a prelude to this interview.
Well, thank you very much. It gives me a lot more things to think about in terms of how this could go. I could go on by continuing our conversation this morning, in the sense that how my life had changed in terms of being an artist. First off, I've been an artist who's been exhibiting art professionally since 1958, and I've exhibited with some of the whom I felt were artists of the California School of Fine Arts Golden Age. I was classmates with Bill Wiley, Bill Allen, Joan Brown, Manuel Neri, had teachers such as Deben Korn, Bischoff, Ralph DeCoss, Dore Bothwell, Walt Kuhlman, I mean, on, you know, Bill Morehouse. I had the best of the best that the region had to offer. And I was pretty much a mainstream artist. And, excuse me. And so, My life had gone on, I guess, you know, like by anyone's standards, really quite well. I'd gone to New York. I exhibited in many great galleries there. My first one person show was at Poindexter Gallery in New York, in the early 60s, and I had. You know, I was at Nancy Hoffman's gallery. There were a whole lot of things that were really